Morning, everybody. I want to talk about physical and mechanical properties of Egyptian cotton knitted fabrics fringed with different silicone particles. In general, intangible fibers form small poles or pills on the fabric surface, which has undesirable appearance. Also, in general, the seam hole defect was one of the most disturbance in the garment industry, which referred to the resistance of the penetration of the needle during the sewing process. Also, the flexure rigidity, the lower flexure rigidity, the most softness of the fabric. Novel cotton textile finishing presents high add value in fabrics, achieving more value by customer market. Second, softeners can improve softness, smoothness, case resistance, and other properties. The silicone softeners available in the market in different particle size and shades. Example, the macro with 150 and 300 nanometers milky shade, micro below 4 nanometers transition shade, nano less than 10 nanometers. Silicone softeners treatment enriched peeling performance and also reduced friction between fibers which get soft on hand and had an impact on stress and abrasion resistance. Second, influence on the air mobility, wettability, carrier fastness. Our study here will be producing four types of yarns, ring spun yarn, ring spun singed, ring spun mercerized, and compact, manufactured from the same fibers, which is cotton Giza 86. These four cotton yarns were knitted on Orizio model circular knitting machine with these specifications and finished with five different types of finishing with macro, C-micro, and macro and nano silicone treatment. All fabric rolls dyeing in the same dyeing bath and treated by each silicone individually. This is a flow chart of the producing of the fabric, starting with the knitting machines, then scouring, dyeing, squeezing, drying, compactors. Where the squeezing machine equipped with silicone batter pass, which you can use the nano or other treatment in this pass. These two tables describe the scouring and dyeing receives used in this study. All the fabric samples were subjected to a repeated laundering process, five cycles of washing, under commercial conditions. The fabric testing applied in this research, this is some of the fabric testing, random tumble peeling, seam hole with LM sewable tester, bare strength, flexure rigidity, air mobility, water permeability, and carrier fastness, and carrier change for staining and for after washing. In this study, we evaluate the results by ANOVA single factor and use also a Tucker-Kramer procedure analysis for get the significant difference between all silicone treatment groups. For the peeling and the color strength and the color fastness, was not evaluated by statistical because of subjective evaluation. Starting with the peeling grade for the results, the coming charts will show better the results. For the peeling grade, this chart sees the relation between the silicone treatment and the peeling grades with different yarn types. We show here the nano silicone has the better peeling grades where the nano can penetrate well inside the structure of the fiber inside the yarn. Make the fabric surface smooth, which countering any peel formation. While the macro silicone treatment settles and deposits on the fabric surface, which makes the fabric availability to accumulate the peels on the surface of the fabric, which increase the decrease the fabric the peeling grade. Also, on this chart, we can see the mercerized cotton yarn has the best peeling grade. Which followed by the compact yarn, where the mercerizing process decreases the protruding fiber on the surface of the yarn. For the seam hole, the silicone treatment enriches the sewability. where the silicon treatment decrease fiber, the contact fiber to fiber, and decrease the friction in, of the fiber and there inside the fabric, which increase the smoothness and the softness of the fabric, which as a result decrease the friction during the penetration of the needle during the sewing process. Also, here we can see the mercerized cotton yarn has the lowest penetration force. This due to the lower hairness level on this yarn and the smoothness of this yarn. The compact yarn has a better solubility than the ring spun yarn and the singed yarn. This due to the compactness and the low hairness level and the backing density of this type of yarn. This picture shows how the ring spun yarn has more protruding fibers on surface and how the compact yarn has more integrity and more fabric contribution in the construction. And also, the mercerizing process affects on the swells on the fibers, makes fiber more swells, and makes the fabric to be, or the fiber inside the fabric to be more luster. For the burst strength, the burst strength decreased after using silicon treatment, where it decreased the contact between the fiber to fiber inside the yarn and the yarn to yarn inside the fabric. The highest looseness of the burst strength was seen here on the macro silicon, and the lowest loose in the nano silicon treatment. For the yarn fabric produced from the compact yarn, it has the best bursting strength. This due to, as we said before, the compactness and the backing density more, and the higher smoothness of the of this type of yarn. The mercerized yarn fabric produced from mercerized yarn has the least bursting strength, because this study was applied for single yarn, unlike the commercial which is used for prolyarn for the mercerizing process. So the mercerizing for the ply is, if you use the mercerizing, will be increasing bursting strength. But here we use single yarn, so the bursting drop down. For the flexure rigidity, here we see the nano silicon treatment has a more softness than the macro silicon treatment, because the nano silicon treatment makes the fabric surface to be very smooth, and there is no friction that happens during the flexure rigidity test, and the fabric will be more soft. While the macro deposit on the fabric surface, which makes the fabric to be very stiffer than the nano. So the nano penetrate inside, makes the fabric inner and outer surface to be more soft. But the macro makes the softness on the surface only. So the flexurity of the nano will be less than the macro. For the singed yarn, the second one, San Conant, we'll have the less flexurity, followed by the ring spun, mercerized, and the compact. The compact yarn also, if you can see here, has the more friction rigidity. This, as I told before, due to the backing density and the compactness and the more fiber integrity on the cross-section of this type of yarn. For the air mobility, water vapor, and wettability, here we can see the nano silicon treatment, the macro silicon treatment, has the better air permeability and water permeability and wettability. This is due to the nano silicon treatment plugs the pores inside the yarn, while the macro silicon treatment settles on the surface, so make a gross for the permeability and water vapor and wettability. Also, we can see here for the water vapor and the wettability, we can see here the macro silicon treatment has a better water vapor and wettability, and also we can see here the fabric produced from compact yarn has better airability and water permeability. This is due to the smoothness of the yarn and the low fabric integrity and low protruding fiber. While for the wettability gain percent, the compact yarn has the less wettability due to the compactness which preventing the dye or the water to get easily inside the yarn. For the color strength also, we can see here the nano-silicon treatment has the better color strength because the nano-emulsion has a transparent shade which does not affect on the color shade. And this transparent shade reflects the light uniformly, so the fabric finish with the nano-silicon treatment see to be darker. Also, for the fabric produced from the mercerized yarn has more color shade because the mercerizing process breaks the crystalline regions and make a chemical and structural changes which make the fabric to be more darker. While the fabric produced from the compact yarn has the lesser color strength because the back structure and the compacting of the compact yarn prevent the dye to go inside the yarn very easily. For the fastness to dry rubbing, if we change the silicon type and the yarn type, there is no change for the fastness to wet for dry rubbing. But for the fastness to wet rubbing, if we can see here, the nano-silicon treatment and the macro have the superior fastness to wet rubbing than the other silicon treatment. This is due to the smoothness happened on the surface of the fabric treated with the nano, which decreased the friction, and the color strength or the fabric will be more lost the color with the dry with the wet test because the smoothness of the fabric treated with the nano particles. For the fabric produced from the compact yarn, it has the best fastness to wet wrapping and color fastness staining and the color after washing. Because the compact yarn get less dye uptake and lose less dye. So it has the best one. For the mercerized yarn here, we can see here, it has the least fastness to wet wrapping, color fastness staining, kind of washing, because this type of yarn can get the dye very easily and lose very easily. So it has the bad level of this test. Conclusion, for Egyptian cotton Giza, it is a sex. Their sex treatment software has the greatest impact on improving peeling grade, dimension stability, color strength, color fastness. The macro silicon softener has the best airability, water permeability, wettability. The average burn strength lose due to silicon treatment was superior in case of macro softener. The ring spun singed mercerized yarn has the maximum peeling grade, airability, water vapor, wettability. The ring spun singed yarn has the least flexure rigidity followed by normal ring spun singed mercerized and compact yarns. Special thanks to Nasser Clothing and Textile Company, CABO, for facility to conduct netting, dyeing, and finishing of the fabric samples. Special appreciation to Egyptian Spinning and Weaving Company, ESW, for supplying us with the Egyptian cotton yarns. Thank you.